What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We got a fun show for you tonight. Let's get moving with Defiance and Hands of the Fuse. Bit of Defiance on Pogo City Radio.
Kicking it off.
How the fuck you guys doing
Pogo
out
City,
there
motherfucking
in
radio.
Pogo Land? Got the friendly neighborhood Pogoers with me. That new Spider-Man movie coming out. We're going to check that shit out. But anyway.
I'm going to see that shit next week.
Yo, I really want to see it. I heard it's really good.
Hey, I heard it's good too. But we're not here to plug
anyway.
Spider-Man.
But yeah, the newest sponsor to Pogo City Radio, the new Spider-Man movie.
Marvel Comics.
Yeah, there you go. But that's the lovely rude girl, Jessica. How you doing, Jess?
What's going on, Pogo Land? We got a good set for tonight. Good show.
Yep. And we also crusty fucker, Josh, and Sean, motherfucking Bedlam. How you assholes doing?
What is up, bitches? It's another fucking Friday night. What's going on, you crusty fuck, Josh? You, you crusty fuck.
I'm just happy,
hippie
that,
bastard.
I'm just happy that it's Friday, and you know, I'm really actually looking forward to this next song because you know, it's a song by The Unseen that I don't think I've heard, and Andrew was telling me it's like off of one of their first 7 inches.
Yeah, it's off the first 7 inch. Coming off Too Young to Know, Too Reckless to Care, here's Preacher.
If that's all you love for, you know it's my time. You can never own feelings, I fucking thought. If that's all you love for, you know it's my time. Are you straight as you trust me your own minds? Are you really all matches in the skies? Not against race, just with that note. If that's why you love for, your life is a joke. You can never own feelings, I fucking thought. If that's all you love for, you know it's my time. You can never own feelings, I fucking thought. If that's all you love for, you know it's my time. You can never rob me that I'm fucking fine. If that's all you live for, enough my time. You can never rob me that I'm fucking fine. If that's all you live for, enough my time.
That was The Unseen on Pogo City.
I haven't heard that song
Radio.
Since fucking high school. Man.
I forget.
Well, I've heard that song way more recently than that. But that
I don't
was,
know. I
that
don't
was
know
a high school song.
The
for
dude's
real.
Name who sang it.
That's Chainsaw.
That's what his name
he
was.
Said he was on fucking
Chaos.
Yeah,
the
yeah,
sound.
Yeah, yeah. No
the
evacuation
anger
on
yeah, yeah.
on fuck
the anger,
God,
and
the anger and
the
truth. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I've never seen The Unseen live, so they're still unseen to me. Yeah, the first time I saw The Unseen was up at the Underworld.
Yeah, I was there.
No, but saw The Unseen up at the Underworld.
The Unseen,
and it is in fact
seen.
Up because it's
in, like,
north.
Scioto.
It's north of us.
It's
so,
not even. It's up in like Stroudsburg.
It's not even there,
not
anymore.
Even there anymore. It's
yeah.
not like a.
It's like a gym.
They don't do
like a fitness
shows there.
It's like
anymore.
A fitness.
It's
Scioto,
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, it's Scioto.
Yeah.
It?
Okay. Yeah.
I was supposed to see him at the Sanctuary in Stroudsburg back when that place still existed. And what happened, Josh? I was like a really young kid at the time. Were you like 12? I think I was like 14. Oh, that old. And like I wanted to dye my hair for the show. So, you know, I didn't have any money. And, you know, I was like 14. My mom was going to take me to the show.
You fucking idiot. I already know what you're going
to
say.
And I went to the grocery store and stole some hair dye.
Manic.
And anyway, so.
What color?
He was manic.
What
red,
color?
Red,
manic.
Red. Red. Yeah. And so anyway, so basically what happens is, you know, I'm walking towards the door with the hoodie and the stuff under my hoodie, and the security guards are waiting for me at the door. So, well, I didn't just get caught, but I almost didn't get caught. I sprint away to the other door, and they're chasing me, and I'm flying. There's no way they're catching me.
Been there.
And I go through, like, these – it's crowded, so there's, like, these automatic doors that, you know, are already open for me because it's crowded. And there's this old lady, like, right past the first automatic door who sees exactly what's going on. And as I go to run past her, she decides it would be a really, you know, civil thing to do to, you know, just push her shopping cart in front of me.
She's
I do, like,
a
gotta love them
I
good
go
Samaritans.
Cart and, you know, do a flip over the shopping cart to get back up on my feet. And right as I get back up on my feet, the security guard grabs me. And, like, three security guards bring me to the ground. And, like, it's the first one grabs me.
All over hair dye. Yeah.
Where was this?
Giant Ford.
Where
oh,
the
yeah,
fuck
giant,
else
giant
would it have been?
Terrible,
where
dude.
The fuck else would this story be taking place?
I got caught stealing Robitussin from the Giant in Forks one time.
Everybody's gotten caught. Everybody here has gotten caught stealing Robitussin.
When I was a teenager on numerous occasions.
I got caught stealing a Giant, like, a few years ago, so.
So not even, like, that long ago.
No.
Yeah. Let's get to a little bit of empty days and not talk about
days.
Things that the statute of limitation hasn't expired on just quite yet. I guess we're doing the casualties, political sin.
By the war we can win. Coming men just be sent. While his blood is spilling in fear. While his screaming back to the rear. Here's the enemy we've become. We're the ones that the monkey won. By the war we can win. Coming men just be sent.
Casualties coming off Underground Army.
I love
the
that.
Second full wave.
Only on Pogo City Radio.
It is hot as a bitch out today.
It's gonna be hot. I just got a new vest. I'm working on a new vest.
You son of a bitch, so was I. All weekend last weekend.
Yeah.
Rat bastard.
I got a couple patches I gotta put on it. Mary got me like a little Darth Vader one to put on like right
there.
Oh,
that's cool.
Josh
well, the people
got me
who
a,
are listening Josh, can't see where you just pointed.
Well, it's like it's gonna be like right by like right by the pockets and shit. Yeah. Josh got me a blanks patch at the at the show because he's the fucking man. But I didn't have anything to put on it, so I'm working on a new vest now. I also got a Ramones patch. I haven't even started it yet. It's in the works, but it'll be a thing.
I started mine, and I threw on an Opposition Rising patch, who we should play tonight.
Ooh, they're good.
Yeah, I got their CD in the CD player.
I got one of their 7-inches
at home. Now that's Bill from Toxic Narcotic. We should play some Toxic Narcotic, too. We gotta remember to play this shit. But I put that patch on there, and then I got that fucking Pogo Attack Blank 77 Youth Large shirt that doesn't quite fit me. At all, especially once it was washed. Now it's like straight
and
up.
It was
a belly
originally
shirt.
Mine.
So I'm just gonna and sew it. I'm gonna sew it to the back of it and make that the back patch because it's fucking awesome because it says Pogo Attack on it. So but that's what I'm doing.
I gotta get a back patch for it though because I feel like I gotta have a back patch on it because I don't know.
Well, that's what I mean in place of a back patch.
I don't know
patch,
who I want to get it. A couple more patches and some studs too for it.
I got some studs on there.
I heard people are actually using glue for their patches now. Like people are like gluing their patches to their.
I'm gonna hand sew my shit.
Yeah, I like sewing.
Hand
I've never tried
all,
the glue.
All that stuff.
Like what? Like hot.
I'm about
hot
to
glue?
Get real lazy and glue this shit. That
hot
never even
guns?
Crossed my mind.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't even.
No,
think
there's
of that
like
either.
You can like it's like this new trend that I heard about. Like people are gluing it, but like I don't know how
to Google that shit.
I don't know how well that holds up.
Wiki how.
I know that if you like cross stitch it real well, like it takes a while to off.
All right, but originally or formally, I don't know, fucking before earlier in the show, I said we were gonna hear Clip 45 and Empty Days, and for some reason, The Casualties Political Sin played. So here's Clip 45 with Empty Days. Yo, on Pogo City Radio, where Jessica just found out that married people have the same
fucking
debt.
Bullshit.
Jess, you probably have more debt than I do.
We ain't got no money.
But since we've been married, everything's in my name, and there's definitely more
That's
debt.
Good. That's good.
So, somebody needs to write a song called Punk Rock Credit.
I think I wrote it back in the day. It was called Poor Bastard, though.
Something like that.
All right.
The next one.
Why don't we keep sticking with the music? And when I put this song on the playlist 34 minutes ago, I was thinking of you, knowing that you would love this song. So here it is, Cheap Sex with Launch Off to War.
The United States is under nuclear attack.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We'll be right back. coming for you. Look up in the sky and see the fire falling down. Like guys in that way, it's a man as well. Skins of a child and a death of a man. We're killing for gas out of the sand. We're taking the peace, spitting the blood. The hopes of a future are buried in mud. Are buried in mud.
The first time he ever heard this song was on Punk-O-Rama 5. Now, I've never been a big fan of Punk-O-Rama or Epitaph Records, but I mean, I definitely had the first six of those or so. And I, yeah, that was definitely
if you
the best
listen
one.
To
that
punk,
was the one with the black and white cover,
yeah,
right?
I feel like if you listen to punk, you had to at least have a few of them.
Especially
I had
when
a
you
few.
Were like a teenager skateboarding.
Yeah, I had. I think I had up until like 7 or something.
I had
like,
up until 6.
Between me and Colin, we had like all of them up until like Punk-O-Rama 7. I don't even know who's on them now or if they're still making them.
I think
I'm
they
guessing
do still
they're probably
them,
still making
but
them.
They're like extremely bubblegummy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
that's kind of what
they
I
were
figured,
always bubblegummy, but I mean even more. And what about the Fat Records compilations? You remember like Fat Music for Fat People and the short attention span?
The I had the
short
Fat Mike's Fat Mike's record label, right? The fucking Fat Records.
Fat Records, yeah. I remember the short Rec-cords. One was kind of funny. The longest song on there was The Offspring, Let's Make Hand Grenades. That was and the first song was like 8 seconds long. There was it was 101 tracks in every song. Almost
Let's
all of them were under.
Yeah,
that was the longest one on the album, and it was like 48 seconds. 101 songs. But yeah. Why don't we take it back and let's go a little British here and do a little bit of GBH with No Survivors on Pogo City Radio. I'm a mushroom cloud laying motherfucker. Now, Josh was just saying
how
he ate his boogers until he was in fourth grade. And I said, Josh looks like he ate his boogers.
I still pick my nose. Grade. I don't give a fuck.
Oh, I picked the shit out of mine.
Picking your nose is different than eating your boogers.
That's true.
Okay. Well, first off, I was a kid.
I'm 30, and I pick my nose.
We don't have to have a conversation
about
this.
My favorite thing is I have 3 nose piercings on the same size. And I love pushing them back and forth and smelling it. I fucking love the way it smells. I always have. I have had my nose pierced, I think, a total of about 9 times or 8 times. And I have always loved it. I love it.
Fucking disgusting.
I think it means I'm obsessed with myself. Do you know what I mean?
You probably inhale your own farts.
I'm just narcissistic.
I don't like the smell
of my own farts, but I like the smell of my own nose juice.
Well, wait a minute, because I used to...
Sometimes my farts, I can clear a room with them, but I kind of bask in them a little bit. I'm not going to lie.
That's just human nature.
I clear out sometimes when I go down to Mother's, I would fart, right? Like, you know that front window? I clear out an entire and everyone always knows that it's me. And I don't deny that shit. They're like,
I don't deny
they're like
that
Sean,
shit.
Did you fart? I'm like, hell yeah.
clearing out the bar and shit.
Fucking disgusting. Yeah. How am I supposed to keep drinking after talking about picking noses, eating boogers, and farting to the point where you clear room?
And nose cheese. How good it smells.
Oh, stop.
What? Yo, Jess sees me spinning my nose ring. She gets so mad. I do it all the time. She's like, knock that shit off.
I used to have a nose piercing. It's disgusting. I hated that smell. It would haunt me.
Wait, am I the only person here who crop dust people intentionally when I go to the bitch?
I got so mad last weekend. I was going to kick you out of my house. I was in a shitty mood, and fucking, I go to take a shower, and Josh is, wait, let me pee real quick. I'm like, hurry up and pee, you son of a bitch. And I'm getting ready, jump in the shower, and this motherfucker farts. He didn't even shit. Yo, I couldn't even be in the second floor of my house. I was 2 seconds away from taking a shower, and I had to let that shit air out for like a half hour with the fan on. I was mad as fuck.
Alcohol kills, bro.
And I guess we're all just young and dead. A little bit of a global threat on the street of Pogo City Radio.
Rose boy.
That was a global threat with Young and Dead. Here's the Exploited for all you booger eaters out there with Mucky Pup, motherfucker.
I'm a real humdinger, I'm a Mucky Pup. I'm a Mucky Pup, 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 I'm a Pup. Ow, dumb sick drugs are given, blew up, bastard people, I'm a Mucky Pup. I'm a Mucky Pup, 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 I'm a Pup banjo. Girls with a hit job, then my knuckles go point. I'm a Mucky Pup, 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 I'm a Pup. Ah, 9 o'clock noses, seven triple, a bleeding lover, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, she's a back taste, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, she's a back taste, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin, Angela Rippin.
Now that was Mucky Pup as the gross conversations keep going on. Josh now talking about eating his own puke.
Come on, no.
But we're going to let the music keep going with a little bit of Let Go coming off Like a Motherfucker.
Let go.
All right, that was Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers on Pogo City Radio. Having some fun during that one. Now, we got a little, I think it's some 3/8-inch drywall screwed to a metal stud. Pretty good image of a Rick from Rick and Morty on there, cut into the sheetrock. I wonder who did that, Josh.
Well, I mean, I got bored at school or work or something like that. 3/8-inch, that was at work. School, that was at school. But anyway, yeah, so... got a piece of sheetrock and cut Rick's head out of a piece of sheetrock and screwed it onto a stud. So now we just have this.
And then drew the face on.
Yeah, and drew the face on.
Hey, hey, Josh, I had a Halloween party a couple years ago at my house. I went as Mr. Poopy Butthole. and Colin went as Rick.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
I need to see pictures of that. I will masturbate to
those pictures. I got pictures.
Whoa!
Wait, what did you say?
Did it masturbate to you?
I said those pictures. Do you, I guess.
I said that those pictures would exacerbate me.
Speaking of TV shows, though, I was asking everybody earlier, why is it dark during the opening of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
The whole intro.
That's nighttime.
It's nighttime. It doesn't make any
pot,
sense.
Do you, Sean?
That sounds like some of the
potheads.
Pot,
do you?
Not anymore.
Yeah, it just sounds like something a pot ever noticed.
Well, no, I mean, it kind of makes sense, though. It's almost like foreshadowing of every episode.
Well, no, I think it's supposed to be, like, kind of, like, contradictory. Like, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Matt does
but
stuff like that.
I
like
think
the
you
getting
guys
fat.
Are just reading
yeah,
into
but
it
it's
too
not.
Much.
Well, no, we watch, like the interviews
yeah,
with, like, Mac and Charlie.
Oh, really?
And, like,
yeah.
They
explain
seems,
it.
Like, not that specific
not
thing,
that,
but, like, with the whole getting fat thing and, like, with Frank's hair getting longer and rattier, you know, Rob McNeely or whatever says that... he doesn't like it how characters in sitcoms, they always get better as the years go on.
So he
purposely
make
makes them look worse, and that's why he got fat for no reason and everything like that. He just wants the characters
to
look bad.
And the whole first episode's like DIY, like they used their
own
camera.
Oh, the whole like,
they,
first
they
season.
They shifted holding the camera.
Yeah, if you look in the
it's
real...
It's kind of like what we're doing here.
But that doesn't explain why it's nighttime, though.
No but I'm just saying, that, but... The contradiction, like he likes
okay.
to go, like you know what I mean.
So there's actually a reason to it. It's not just like
I'm hypothesizing.
I there might be. I mean, I don't know the man, but yeah, I would think
I don't know
that.
The man.
I would think that that's the reason. Maybe.
I never noticed
fair,
it.
Fair enough.
I never really took
that's
notice
a good point.
Either.
I mean, I would say there would be foreshadowing, except for that they don't ever change it.
I mean, how many seasons they got of that show now? Like 12 or 13?
13.
Like that-
it's the longest. The next year, and they are guaranteed another year. Because of the contract, it'll make it the longest-running live-action sitcom ever. It's tied
oh,
for
wow.
first right
that's
now.
Crazy.
Yeah, with like some old like you know like I don't know fucking
Golden Girls shit.
Golden Girls
Cheers
is like from the
80s.
No, it's like some more like black and white type shit.
Oh, like yeah. the Honeymooners.
I thought
yeah,
it was Seinfeld.
Like no, it's not.
I want to punch Jerry Seinfeld.
It's not the
right
amount
the
of episodes, by the way. It's just the years, seasons.
Years running.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, it started.
They got a lot
like,
of short seasons. Ever since they moved over to FXX, they've all been like 8-episode seasons and shit. It pisses me off. But let's get back to the punk rock. And talking about Always Sunny and Philadelphia, I want to get a job in the city with the kids. Getting rocking on Pogo City motherfucking radio.
We'll be right back.
All right, now we're going to go from Belgium to NYC. Take a little trip with The Craze and No Pity, coming off A Time for Action. Pogo City. That was The Craze. We're going to keep moving right along. Go with some classic lower class brats on this one. Coming off the first 7-inch. A little bit
Who Writes the Rules.
I Home Go City.
They come in droves, trying to look mean. Fake blue dreads and they're wearing baggy jeans. They think they're cool, yeah, they think they're tough. But we know better, they're just fucks. Who writes the rules for a million? You'll buy anything that they're selling. Who writes the rules? Who writes the rules? Who writes the rules? All rebellion. On the streets, begging for my loot. Well, I will give you nothing except for my boat. You scream, fuck the system, but you're the system's tool. Look at yourself, man, you're looking at a fool. Who writes the rules for a million?
everything I hate, and you're nothing I like. You know everything, and you're only 16. Glad to be punks, but you don't support the scene. Who writes the rules for a million? You'll buy anything that they're selling. Who writes the rules?
Lower class brats, they need to come back to the area, dude. I've seen LCB quite a few times, but like not for like a decade. Like they need to come back.
Yeah, they really do need to come around again.
I've been seeing a lot of their videos from like punk rock bowling and Fuck You We Rule.
Were they at Fuck You We Rule?
They were on the live.
Like just like a couple days ago, were they there? Okay.
They were on the live, like Cam, who was it?
They were live on Facebook.
Yeah, Tim was live on Facebook and like Bones and all them were just hanging out in his diner, dancing to Cyndi Lauper and shit, all drunk at like 11 a.m.
That's funny.
All right,
I want to hang out with those guys.
I know, right? Like, when we were talking to Sean from Frontline Attack, you guys can go back and find that episode right before Frontline Attack did their farewell show in Los Angeles. But he was talking about some stories with Bones that he had being from Texas and everything. But let's go from Texas and take another trip. We took a trip from Belgium to NYC. Now let's go from Texas to fucking, I don't know, Boston? Let's do a little Toxic Narcotic with Asshole.
Pogo City Radio.
All right, let's stick on the heavier side and do a little Monster Squad till the end. First track, Strength Through Pain.
Go, 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 go
That was Monster Squad with their Charged Records release. Let's stick with Charged and do a little Onward to Mayhem coming out of the Twin Cities with Up the Drums.
Watch out, some just on the beam of sudden take. Don't you know he's sick of it all? It's time your life is just up for the little son. New consensus in reward. All cameras, you got to get out of my nose. Don't do the end. Beat that lovely punk's hands. We work for us, and it's all right for the dog. Gotta get ducked on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and we'll function on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and we'll function on. What you see is all our turn. You can change it everything. Yes, we'll wake up in the morning. And that reality's not such a story. Never think you got an angel to see. Now that's all the work into the deep. No reason to hear, no sin in your ass. You are a functional son of blast. And we walk for up. And it's all right to the door. Gotta get ducked on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and you'll function on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and I'll function on.
Get drunk,
and we'll function on.
Right along, coming off Getting Blasted, here's the Parasitics with Good Old Days, coming straight out of the burn, bitches.
Drinking away stress of today, washing away years of today, raising our bottles, making them clean, groups of friends, that was our gang, thinking back to the good old days, where we used to be. Take it back to the good old days, where we need to be. Oy! Life was easy, pump beer and go. Message was clear, fuck the whole world. No one but love got along. Rocks and skins united and strong. Take it back to the good old days, where we used to be. Take it back to the good old days, where we need to be. Go! Why? Drinking away stress of today, washing away tears of today. Our bottles, making them clean. Groups of friends, that was our gang. Take it back to the good old days. 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 Take it back to the good old days.
All right, that was the Parasitics, and you guys can catch them August 26th at the Alternative Gallery, Pogo City, teaming up with Punk Block Party. Also,
fun.
We'll be streaming the show live for all you non-local listeners, and I'm talking about the biggest show of the summer for the Lehigh Valley, Blank 77, the return of the Oi Scouts, the Parasitics, the Damn Broads, Sick 86, fucking Video Massacre,
Clerical Error,
the Soda Jerks.
Road Soda.
So there you go.
Road soda.
I didn't book that band. I gotta be honest. Didn't book that one. But yeah, pretty awesome lineup. So make sure you guys come out and make sure to tune in for it. Again, the doors open at 3 or some shit, or first band at 3. Come early. A lot of good bands playing. We got more to be announced, but you guys can definitely catch the Parasitics there. Make sure you guys come, stick around for the whole thing, of course, and see, you know, Blanks going up on stage. Gonna be an awesome show. Anytime Blanks is there,
fun time.
And speaking of Blanks, now which Blank 77 song should we play in this hour?
Because we always gotta throw one down. Can I make a suggestion?
Give me one.
Let's play Ghetto Blaster.
Ghetto Blaster.
Oh,
off
yeah.
CBH. Ghetto Blaster. Where's CBH? Getting blasted. Lots of blastings.
And get.
Especially in Eastern Pennsylvania, man. Well, not lately.
I'm talking about Blanks. What the hell are you talking about?
Getting blasted.
We're getting blasted in Easton right now. At least
yeah.
I am.
Yeah, we're getting blasted.
Wait, who's shooting at?
We don't exactly have a ghetto blaster, though. We have a very high-tech system. Here's Blanks, Pogo City. That was Blank 77 coming off CBH with Ghetto Blaster.
Last time we saw them, Tim threw me his pick. I said, I want your panties. Tim, I want your
panties.
He only
heard, I want your
panties. And he threw me his pick, so.
I don't want your panties.
Maybe he wasn't wearing any panties.
I want your panties.
He didn't hear shit. He just saw some big-titted bimbo jumping up and
Shut
down.
Up.
Especially with them dark-ass fucking sunglasses. Fucking, all right, well, we're going to be getting out of here with this next one. I had a fun time. Really did. I think this hour came out nicely. I think it's going to be a good show.
Great show.
Hope you guys liked listening to it as much as we liked making it. And I think we're going to get out of here with this one and do a little bit of Virus coming off the first 7-inch.
Gubba Nub Nub Do Rocka.
What? Global Crisis
what did you say?
EP. I think it was one of Skit Swifty over there's other catchphrases, wasn't it?
What did you say?
It was one of
Wubba Lubba. Did you say Wubba Lubba Dub Dub?
He's wearing a flesh shirt, right?
The flesh curtains. Yes, it's a band.
Yeah, it's a band, Josh. Yes, it is. It's a band. It's Rick's band from Rick and Morty. John has
Wubba Lubba Dub Dub
t-shirts on right now.
Gubba Nub Nub Do Rocka.
A pickle
Rick.
Oh,
that's the other saying.
Yes, yeah, the other saying.
Bird people's, bird person's country.
Bird
people's.
Whatever helps you sleep
at night.
He
knows what I'm going.
Wherever helps you sleep at night is what it translates to.
Because his real catchphrase means I'm hurting and I need help in bird person's language.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Gubba Nub Nub Do Rocka means whatever helps you sleep at night.
So are you going to, like, study Klingon in school next, you fucking loser?
Are you mistaking a Trekkie from a Rick and Morty fanatic? Because, I mean, you
just
are,
the fact that you use the term Trekkie, yes.
I mean, you're very socially detached, if that's your assumption.
Fuck Tammy and grass tastes bad.
AIDS!
All right, we're going to get the fuck out of here with Pull My Strings.
Bye, Pogo Land.
With the virus and a mic virus on vocals.
Because grass tastes bad.
Fucking retards here in the HQ. Pogo bitches.
One, two, fuck you!
Next time, thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio.